It's enough. agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, XRPRadio.co.uk in the United Kingdom, AltRockRadio.ca across the border into Canada, RudaRooRadio.com on the West Coast. My name is Bill. And this is episode number 508. And with me tonight are Ash and look at me blanking already. Ash and Greg from Scarlet Sky. Look at me. This is going to be an interesting one. What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Hi, I'm Bill.
I'm doing okay. It's going to be hard to do this one because with no end in sight with this virus situation, I really can't ask you where you're playing, because I'm sure you probably don't have much scheduled.
As of right now, our show on April 11th at Subalpine is still on.
Okay.
But I'm sure that might change.
That'll probably change, yeah.
As of a couple of days ago, I talked to Josh, and he said it's still on as of right now. So we'll see.
Well, one good thing I found out today, they rescheduled our Whiskey A Go-Go gig for September 11th. So, I mean, that's at least something.
Yeah, we're supposed to be on a sunny beach right now.
I know that.
Yes.
That I wasn't planning on spending 12 hours a day in my kitchen for the last 2 weeks either.
That's right.
I'm teaching online. I've taped neon green poster board behind me, and I'm using it as a green screen so the kids can't see the white wall.
Oh, man, that's great.
There's Spider-Man behind me. I've had churches behind me. I've had the S.H.I.E.L.D. logo behind me.
That's actually pretty cool, though. I'd have dug a teacher like that, so that's what's up.
Well, I've also showed them how to do it, so now they're putting all kinds of things behind them.
Technology's great.
and annoying the fifth-grade teacher. She's like, I can't take it. They need to turn that off. I'm like, nope, it's awesome.
That's great.
But so you guys just released Abandon All Hope, and the timeliness of that is kind of, I don't know if you want to say it's good or odd.
It's just a weird timing, but it, you know, the title's fitting kind of for the times, would be my opinion personally. I don't know how Greg feels.
The album cover fits what people say is going to happen.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, I actually have a question that I usually ask that goes along those lines that I've stopped asking. But maybe I'll ask it just because it kind of fits your album. So off of that album, if there is an apocalyptic event and there's only a few humans that are left and only one song from every band will survive that event as well, which song off of your album do you think should survive?
Oh,
Ash can have this because I answered it the last time we talked.
That's right.
What off of the EP?
Yes.
I mean, honestly, for me, just because it's the first song we wrote collectively as a band, would be Abandon All Hope. Again, because it's really, I mean, Greg, Jason, and I, the other guitar player, there's, you know, Greg and Jason Tree and Nick and myself. But the three of us, Greg, Jason, and I, before we had anybody else, it was just the three of us. So that we had all the music down, and then, you know, we found Nick, and he started writing lyrics to it. And Tree came right like immediately after, or like maybe a millisecond beforehand. So it was really the first one we ever wrote together. So my choice anyhow.
Yeah. Nick and Tree came along about the same time.
Yeah, they're like one before the other, and I can't remember who came first. So
yeah.
So you guys were on the show not too long ago, so if I repeat any other questions, remind me that I asked it so that come up with something different.
All right. Yeah, there were some off the wall.
Yeah, that would be on Craig, because that was
Nick.
Yeah.
If you could sit on that bench that everyone talks about, you know, that if you can sit on a bench for an hour, you know, that cliche question, and talk to anybody from the history of music, who would you want to sit with, and what would you ask them?
I'll let Greg go first on that one.
I'm going to go with Geezer Butler. And I'd probably ask him how he put up with Ozzy's craziness all them years.
Well, that's a fair question.
That is.
For me, probably be Nick Mason from Pink Floyd. And I would really want to know the whole story behind the Syd Barrett nutso lunacy, you know, pretty much how they wrote Dark Side of the Moon. I'm a huge Floyd fan. So, like, yeah, that would be one of my, that would be a question for me. Like, what was the real story behind that psychotic breakdown?
Along those lines, if you could go back in history and follow any band around for a year without changing the space-time continuum, for those of you that are Back to the Future fans.
That's right.
What band would you follow, and why would you choose them?
I believe I answered this the last time. You want me to answer again?
We'll just let Ash answer it, since we have you on tape already.
All right.
Follow and why? Man, there's so many. That's a tough one. Off the top of my head, I'd go with Megadeth. And why I would follow them, because they're the split between, you know, the Metallica Megadeth split with Mustaine. His fire was burning bright, and he was writing some really cool stuff and different timing signatures. And, I don't know. I think that would be a pretty boss way to follow a band for a year, would be that way, you know, with Megadeth, I think. So yeah, I'll go with that.
We're gonna stick with this line of questioning. did you see the movie Almost Famous?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's actually a cool Cameron Crowe movie.
Yes.
I can't remember if I've seen that or not.
It's literally about Cameron Crowe though, too, I think. They say it was. At least that's what I think. I don't know. I could be wrong.
So in the movie, it's about it's about the band, but it's just as much about the band and their reporter.
Sweetwater, right?
I don't remember.
in the movie, I think that's the band's name.
Yeah. I've only ever watched it at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So,
okay then.
But in the movie, the idea is that there's a reporter who's like really young, and he's following the band around, and it's his first ever article for, I think it was for Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, if you were assigned to follow a band around and report on it, who do you hope that your first assignment would be? See, I'm getting all kinds of influences out of these questions.
Hatebreed when they first started.
This current band or any band?
Any band.
Sabotage.
Oh, that's a good call.
Right. Let's see. It's hard for me because I know I interviewed you so recently, Greg.
Yeah, I probably gave that answer the last time with certain questions.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Why don't you sent me two tracks. Which one do you want me to play tonight?
Oh, Greg, you can call that one, man. I don't know which two that you sent Bill.
I sent a band everybody of sent them to, so it was a band of All Hope and Crumbling Truth.
Or did you send him Pain Inside?
I think it's Pain Inside.
Now, here's going to be the only downfall, I think, is because there's Nick swears a lot in the lyrics, so
yeah, I've Abandon All Hope and Pain Inside is what I have.
Call it, Greg.
Pain Inside.
Okay. What can you guys tell me about that song? Is there an interesting story about when you're recording it? Has anything happened while you're on stage playing it that would be interesting to talk about? Just kind of like an MTV Storytellers thing.
Lyrically, in the onset, it started with a poem I had literally called Pain Inside, because I write a lot of poetry and just ramblings. And Nick kind of took it from there. But when I started writing what I was writing, I had gone through a bad breakup. So it was literally about being addicted to the wrong type person. That was my take on it. And Nick, I don't know. You want to field this, Greg? I don't know. Like, he took it in his own personal direction and made it, for lack of a better term, he made it his beard. You know what I mean? He made it his chick.
Like, I honestly, until we went to the studio, I didn't know what Nick was saying on half this stuff, other than what I sing backups on. So,
okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a moment and listen to "Pain Inside" by Scarlet Sky. And we will be right back.
Yeah. talk to me.
Hey, it's Bill. We're back on the Pennsylvania Rock Show with Scarlet Sky. You just heard their song Pain Inside off of Abandon All Hope, their new EP. What was the release date on that EP, guys?
Like as in a CD release? Or, yes. Well, that's actually to be determined right now. We just literally got our pressings in When did they come in, Greg? About a week and a half ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Last week, maybe. We kind of had a rush on them because we wanted to take some CDs out to L.A. Again, like Greg had said, we were supposed to be in L.A. this week. Supposed to be playing the Whiskey this Saturday, which got rescheduled till September 11th. Obviously, you know, the COVID-19 thing is, I mean, California, they're pretty well on lockdown. So,
right.
We like to do an actual like CD release date, like set a hard date, but we collectively as a band, we got to figure it out. That's, you know, the good thing about having band meetings and stuff. You can iron that stuff out then.
Or who were you supposed to play with? I feel like I know I've heard of the band.
Who, me, Bill?
That you guys are supposed to play with.
Whiskey?
Yeah.
Black Valentine.
Yes, that's the one I know.
Yeah. Deep Thrills.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbatha or something?
Yeah. Or is it Sabbatha? Is it Black Sabbatha or Sabbath?
I don't know. I thought I seen an A at the end of it.
Okay, and then there was one band that was pretty well, I guess, a local band from out there that the Whiskey actually always books one. And I literally just found this out the other day from Frank, from the guitar player from Black Valentine. They've been friends of mine since, I was in a previous band, and we played out there at the Whiskey, and I got to know them. So we stayed real tight for the past 3-4 years. So, but they're really good, solid human beings.
I think that previous band is why I've heard of Black Valentine.
East End. Yeah. I was for East End with Robbie Perrone, Damon Zappa, and then Mikey Mixter was in the band. So.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Robbie tonight. He's trying to get me to make another addition to his website for Endeavor After.
Mm, that's what's up. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did do his web design, didn't you?
I did.
That's what's up. Okay. Well,
need a website.
We can talk off the air about that.
Yeah. Business has got me. Look, I like to keep things local. Small business. I mean, I've been running a small business for 20 years now, and, you know, I just want to keep my lights on, you know, put a couple bucks in the bank, hanging out the bang heads, you know.
That's what we're trying to come up with, a way for Robbie to stay open and bring in more business during this mess.
Yeah, I feel bad for him because I can still go out, because technically with my company, I'm considered life-sustaining because I do everything there is to do to a house. So the only thing I don't do is concrete. Mm-hmm. So I can go out and do things, but it's going to get to the point where nobody's going to be able to. I mean, California, like I said, I just spoke with my buds in Black Valentine, and California's on literal lockdown. Like, unless you got to go to the grocery store, walk your dog, or go to church, you don't leave the house.
I'm surprised church is an option because.
Because they can't infringe your, I mean, that's a First Amendment right, you know, religion.
Well, it freedom. Is, but like religion. The Diocese of Greensburg and the Diocese of Pittsburgh have both suspended masses already.
Oh, that's right. They did around there. Maybe that is off the map right now.
And it, like, the government didn't do it. The diocese did it.
A lot of the churches are doing like online, like live church proceedings or whatever you want to call it, like FaceTime or something. I don't know.
I actually have my cousin messaged me. He has a friend who works at a funeral home, and they want to talk to me about setting up live streaming for their funeral home so they can do funerals without people in the building. It's just weird. Wow. But
wow. Listen, Greg, you know Dale Sadowski.
Yeah.
From Rents, that he is a, you know, union grave digger. That's what he does. And they even when people pass, I mean, he's got to have like the serious respirators on, you know, with the canisters and everything when they're taking graves, which I find to be crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I think it's this whole situation's blown out of proportion, but you know,
personally,
I mean, be worried, yeah, but to this extent, I don't know.
We did venture out today. We went and bought ice cream.
Okay, that's what's up. That's a good way to go out.
And you know, it's you know, you pick it up and you go. They have all their stuff closed. All you can do is order and leave.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Everyone needed out of the house. Being locked in a house with two 9-year-olds and an 11-year-old is interesting.
Oh, wow, dude, I don't know how you do it. My son's grown, so I don't know. God bless you, bro.
So the big issue, I'm literally spending like 8:30 in the morning until 8 p.m. in my kitchen, working on teaching my students online and then teaching their teachers how to do things so that they can teach online and then answering questions from the parents. So that's like 11 and a half hours in the kitchen. And my wife has been dealing with my kids and getting their work done because the Diocese of Greensburg is still educating. We have been since the school's closed. So my wife is like, she's frazzled.
Well, you know, when this is
keep them away from me and it has to keep all three of them working.
Well, when this is all over, you know, you owe her a little mini vacation, bro. You know, happy spouse, happy house, my friend. I'm just saying.
Vacation to L.A. in September.
Yeah, you know what? Way to self-serve, Greg. I love you for that.
that was September 11th, right?
Yeah, man.
Ski a go-go. Yeah.
As long as I'm not on a plane that day, I'm good for it.
No, we're you already know we're going out beforehand. And, yeah, the show's on a Friday. We'll leave on a Tuesday.
So are you going to fly or are you going to do the cross-country drive?
We're going to fly. I mean, I would love to do the cross-country drive, you know, get an RV. Here's the bad thing is that, you know, we as a band, we had, you know, done some paid gigs last year into this year to fund our trip through band funds, you know, which nobody really had to come out of pocket except for, you know, spending money. And the airlines do not give you a cash credit. They don't put it back on your credit card or nothing. They give you a credit voucher for 6 months. So, and this is why it was kind of fortuitous that the show got postponed to the 11th because it's what I say, Greg, the 16th was the last day. So 5 days before the credit voucher would run out.
Oh, man, that would suck.
it's one of them things. But then again, and I hate to be, again, this self-serving individual, but hey, you know, with the way airlines are right now, if we book the trip now, we might be in a pretty good spot as far as tickets, as far as what they cost, you know.
$14 tickets.
Yeah.
I think I
saw $49 to Florida.
right.
Nobody wants to go there right now either.
Yeah, it's madness everywhere.
So
all those spring breakers are going to bring it back to wherever else they live.
Well, that's why the college is closed. Because
just have something on the news about that. I guess I don't know if it was some Florida newscaster was interviewing a spring break kid, and he goes, "Look, if I get coronavirus," he was all drunked up, but he goes, "If I get coronavirus, I get coronavirus." Well, I guess he, you know, got on social media and did some big apologetic post and, you know, "I'm irresponsible." Well, you're not irresponsible. You're an idiot. You're a drunken idiot to begin with. So
there was a guy who got arrested, because he did a live video on Facebook in Walmart, and he was telling everybody he had the virus and he was touching everything in the store.
Yes,
he
sir.
Said, if I have to have it, everybody has to have it. And it turns out that he didn't have it. And they arrested him for inciting a riot.
Yeah, it was perpetrating a hoax too, I think, was one of his charges. I know what you're talking about. I read the article.
My parents made that trip, by the way, that road trip from Pennsylvania to California.
Okay.
But they did it in a 1937 Ford two-door.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's sweet.
That's hardcore. A 37 two-door. A two-door coupe with the rumble seat.
It's spelled T-U-D-O-R. It's an actual model of a Ford from 1937.
Ford Tudor.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture when we're off air.
Absolutely.
Sweet. Bill.
They actually have three, but that's the one they took on that trip. They have that. They have a 1931 Model A Victoria. And then they have a 1955 Ford Crown Victoria. And that last one's going to be mine. Beautiful.
Yeah, that Crown Vic got beautiful. 55, too. That got the nice rear end. Like, everybody's real bent out of shape for, like, a 57 because it got the fins and everything. Me, I like 55 and 56. And it could be a Chevy or a Ford. Now, I've always been a Chevy guy, but it could be a Chevy or a Ford because the rear ends are so similar that, you know, you need to know. I mean, they just a couple things with the bezels and stuff like that are a little bit different, but other than that, they're sleek looking cars. Are so pretty.
Yeah, my dad bought that car in 1974. And I was born in 1976, so he's had it longer than I've been alive.
And I was going to say, I wasn't even born yet.
And in 76, you weren't born, Greg.
No, I was born in 77.
No, well, whatever, special guy.
But, yeah, he bought that. There's a taxi company here in the Valley that he was friends with the owner's son, and he had it towed there. He paid $200 for it, and when it got there, the owner – at the time, who's since passed away, the taxi company, he walked outside and he goes, "Why did you buy that? Give it back." So it was in pretty bad shape.
That's funny.
And then probably, I don't know, probably 20 years ago, I was working as a subcontractor for a computer place in Natrona Heights. And I was talking about my dad's car, and at the time he just had that one. And the 37, and I showed the guy a picture, and he's like, "I used to have a Crown Victoria like that." And I was like, "Oh, my dad bought it off a guy from Colorado." And he goes, "I used to live in Colorado."
No way.
It was the guy my dad bought it from.
No way.
So that's awesome.
So I had to drive it up there and let him get pictures taken with it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That was a good call, and that was like to do that, let him get pictures taken with it. That was pretty good stuff.
But so a new question. I just watched ZZ Top, the documentary on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to watch that.
I haven't had a chance yet, but I want to.
Yeah, I have watched it four times.
Really? Is it that good?
It is.
I can dig on some Top.
But you think about it, the Eliminator album is the one with the street rod on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys were
37 something, yeah, then it.
I don't remember. I'd have to double check. But if you guys were going to release an album with a car on it, what car do you think you would put on it?
Oh, I mean, I know my pick. Greg, go ahead, Greg. I'll let you go ahead and pick something. I know what my pick would be.
69 Camaro.
That's a good one.
427 iron block right. Under the hood.
All right. For me, it would be a 73 split bumper Z28 with a 4-speed. It's a 396.
You got good taste, Ash.
Yeah, that's my car right there. I love it. I just love that. I love that split bumper because they only made it for 3 years. The 70 and a half, 71, and 73, and then they quit making it.
Yeah, I had a 79 Camaro Z28. That was the first car I ever bought.
The car that I've always said that I'm going to own is a 64 and a half Mustang.
Nice, okay.
But I don't think I'll fit in it. So if I get it, it'll give me a reason.
You have to modify it a little bit.
Well, I know someone that could do it. My dad, the 31 has a Hemi engine out of a 53 or 54 Chrysler, I think. And then the seats are out of a Fiero. It's heavily modified. The 37 is the same way. The frame is half 37, half 39. The body is 37. And then it has a Buick Skylark steering column, Corvette brakes, Mustang 2 front end suspension. Nice. It has a small block 350 Chevy motor. And then the
49 inch, I'll bet, huh?
In the rear end, yeah.
Yeah. 49. Yep.
So the drive shaft is custom made because, you know, the front has to be Chevy and the back has to be yep. Ford.
Yep.
So yeah, my dad did everything on all three of those cars except for the interior.
Sweet.
So he even painted them.
That's what's up. Well, Greg, you seen that Nissan, you know, the Nissan one I let Jay borrow all the time. Yeah. That thing got 230 some thousand on it. And that car, I got an Altima. I got from a customer, you know, as a pretty much like a final payment kind of thing. But like they're like, hey, look, you know, the car would book for this much. How about you take X off of, you know, your final payment and I'll give you the rest in cash. And I went, let me take it for a ride. And it's got the 3.5. I mean, it's like ridiculously fast. Well, shoot, Greg, you was in a car with me, huh?
I remember that test drive. Yeah,
that was the you were holding on real tight. Test drive, huh?
That's the one I helped you paint the basement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
poor Greg. I think I ain't part of his soul left his body that day because it got the auto stick, so I was hammering it just to make sure I even wanted to be bothered with it. And yeah, I don't know if Greg either was liking my driving skills or frightened of my driving skills. I don't know.
So, I don't want to keep you guys too much longer. I've had you on like an hour.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Is there anything band wise that you want to talk about since we've been talking about cars and poor driving?
itching to go back into writing mode.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
This would be a good time for that.
I mean, as long as nobody's sick, we can rehearse, you know?
Right. We have a few tentative songs on the plate right now. So this would be a great time for us to just, you know, buckle down. Like we have what we're calling just an intro, but it's just an instrumental that we've been wanting to write a nice intro instrumental to kind of kick our set off. You know how like a lot of people put like intro music on and then come into their set.
Mm-hmm.
I find that very cliche myself. Me being personally, not that there's anything wrong with it, but me personally, I'm like, I'd rather do something our own. So when did we play it out, Greg? Didn't we just play it out at the Mouse Rat?
Yeah, we played it the last one.
You know, so I mean, it's in its infancy, but it could be something really cool. So like that's exciting to me. You know,
so you have like your own introduction. You should get somebody to do like the Kiss introduction. You wanted the best.
You got us dead.
Well, wait, what's that? The Rob Zombie does God of Thunder, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Hey, wait a minute, pal."
I'm wearing my shirt backwards right now because it is a Kiss shirt, and I didn't want to get sued.
You know, and isn't that crazy? What was that interview?
Oh,
I'm going back the one years. The German kid.
He was wearing an Iron Maiden shirt or something.
Yes, he was. It was Iron Maiden or something like that. It was another, or Judas Priest. No, it was a Priest shirt.
And they made him take it off for the interview.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. It was Simmons. He's like, what are you doing interviewing us with that shirt on?
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. Like, look, I don't think that there's any reason to have that kind of ego and be that kind of a jerk, okay, on any level of professional music or
any profession. You know,
yeah, any profession. But I mean, it seems that musicians kind of do it a little bit more. Actors, actresses do it too. But I mean, come on, man. If it weren't for the fans that buy your albums or see your movies or, you know, fanboy and fangirl over you, that it'd be nothing, you know? So like,
mm-hmm.
You're supposed to appreciate that energy that comes your way, but yet And I guess you get older, you can get to a certain spot where you just like stick your middle finger up and you're like, whatever, pal, but I'm not with that. Like, that's not my mojo.
Everybody started in a garage somewhere.
You got that, you right.
You know, I brought that up. I was interviewing September from September Morning.
You guys, oh, right on.
Okay.
Do you know that she never played in a local band? No way. First time she was in a band, she was signed.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, you're kidding me.
It's not September Morning that it was her.
No. She was, she was singing pop music, if I remember correctly.
Wow.
But yeah, she said she was signed before she actually ever performed as a musician.
Like, wow.
Professionally.
So, that's crazy.
I wish I remembered the episode number on that because I tell you to go check it out. But it is on the website. If you search September Morning, you'll find it.
Reaction.com.
But yeah, I asked her, I can't remember how it came up, but she was like, yeah, I was never in an unsigned band. I'm like, what? So, hey,
well, I heard from other people that she's actually really, really down to earth, like good person. That I've never met her myself.
Yeah, I haven't either, but you know, I did interview her, and her current guitarist is the lead singer for the band The Art of Burning Bridges from Pittsburgh.
Well, oh, nice. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And he's played in my living room.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I played a show with them once a few years ago. Actually, it was my last show with my previous band with Stitched Up Heart, and they were one of the other local openers. They were pretty cool guys.
Yeah, they were in a band at the time called Fountain Infinity when they played at my house. It was the drummer and the singer / guitarist. They're a three piece right now. The Cassie Rock, Patrick, I can't remember his last name, but he's the guy in September Morning, and then William Harbiden is the drummer.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they played live in my living room a couple times. But so we're gonna head off into the sunset for this episode 508 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. I want to thank you guys for coming on and just kind of chatting with me. So we have a lot of stuff that's going on in the world today that we talked about and got away from it a little bit and talked about cars, which was cool. So
yeah, man, definitely a good convo.
So
had a good time.
Once we're off here, I'll send you those pictures of the cars so you can see them.
Sweet. Oh, definitely.
And we'll do that website talk too.
Yeah, absolutely. We hopefully we'll all get together Sunday for rehearsal and figure everything out. But like I know what I need for my own personal stuff. So we'll chat though for real.
Okay. All right. So this has been episode number 200. Holy cow. 508 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Make sure you check us out.
Wait a minute. That was my dad's check number in the mill. I'm going to go play that number.
That sounds like a good call.
That was his check. I swear to God, that was his check number. They played it all. I'm going to have to call my mom when I'm done. Make sure of that.
So make sure you check out Scarlet Sky on Facebook. It's SKARLETTSKYPGH. If you are watching the video and I actually put it up, it is scrolling across the bottom of the screen, which will make it a little easier on you. If you are listening to the podcast, there will be links to it all over the place in the show notes. So we're going to listen to some more of the best unsigned rock, the Pennsylvania and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. And we'll catch you next week.
Just a point in time is one of the lines I heard all through my life. And we don't always have to live this way. But these bullets kill frustrations, build no answers come from you. Please speak the words we want to hear you say. Now living down in my hometown, the story's nothing new. Why won't we realize we're all the same? But this bitter hate that some create never seems to go away. Turn the TV on, another one's gone, no changes. So
hi, it's Eddie from Highway Louie, and this is the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Yeah.
makes me blue.